Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Collingwood All, talking about the U.S.-Japanese deal. Back on that in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. We have been serving cattle producers here in Stockyard City for over 100 years, and the 9 commission firms at our market will showcase your cattle to the best buyers. It's still one of the largest stocker and cattle feeder markets in America. Bring your cattle to one of those 9 firms, and they will work hard to get you top dollar for your animals. Come and watch your cattle sell. Enjoy Stockyard City. Eat a tasty steak and shop for a pair of boots. We look forward to working for you at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has 4 tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call Shirley Farms to buy your wheat seed, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070, or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com. After President Trump spoke at the United Nations General Assembly, he sat down with Prime Minister Abe of Japan, and they inked a deal that for the U.S. beef industry is very important. Colin Woodall, the lead lobbyist for NCBA in Washington, D.C., was on hand in New York.
You know, it's a fantastic agreement, and it's exactly what we wanted. The opportunity to catch up on the tariff level with all of the other TPP countries, which of course are our major competitors into Japan. Since they have had TPP access, we have seen them take some of our market share, and we knew the only way we were going to be able to fix that is if we could level the playing field in regards to that tariff level. And that's exactly what this agreement does, because once this is put in place, once it is implemented, then all of the competing countries into Japan will be on the same tariff schedule at the same reduction. And we know that as long as there's a level playing field, we'll be able to beat them on taste any day of the week.
Some of the details released yesterday afternoon, others still to come. But Woodall indicates that right now we're looking good to have this thing put into place sooner rather than later.
We are hearing that the Japanese Diet, which of course is their national legislative body, is going to have to look at this and vote on it. Now, the good news is Congress does not have to vote on it. So that means that all we have to wait for is for the Japanese legislature to make that happen. We do believe that this will be set up and ready to be implemented on January 1st, and we will take that as a big win and a good start to 2020.
Most important for the U.S. beef cattle industry, the ability to get back on a level playing field tariff-wise with our major competitors in the Japanese market.
It is tremendous because they have about a 12% tariff advantage over us right now, meaning their tariff is 12% less, meaning they just have 12% less taxes they have to pay on their product. And of course, as a result, over the course of 2019, we have seen that eat into some of our business. And while we still expect Japan to be a strong market for us here in 2019, it could have been a whole lot more if we had been able to get this done earlier. But regardless, we are to the point where we get it done now, and we won't have to play catch-up any longer.
And Colin Woodall saying this is one more thing checked off of the trade to-do list. Next up is to get the USMCA across the finish line.
I think it allows us to turn all of our efforts towards USMCA. And in fact, the president brought that up today to all of us who were in the room, saying that this needs to be the impetus to move forward and get USMCA sealed. We know that we have the votes to make that happen. Matter of fact, Ambassador Lighthizer, who is the U.S. Trade Representative, said that to us today, that he knows the votes are there. We just have to put the squeeze on the Speaker of the House to actually schedule the vote. And it's going to get harder and harder for her to back this up as we see more and more wins on trade and more outcry from agriculture on the need to get USMCA voted on, so that way we have some certainty when dealing with Mexico and Canada.
Colin, of course, there's one unknown that's just really popped up on the radar as far as the House of Representatives is concerned, and that is all this impeachment talk and impeachment inquiry to move forward under the direction of Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Any fear that they will get so bound up in this that that could derail USMCA?
You know, Ron, this is Congress we're talking about, so anything is definitely possible. And we know that the impeachment talks have definitely taken everybody's attention, but I don't think that it's enough to completely take USMCA off of the board. So I'm one of those that's still very optimistic that we could get a vote on that sometime yet this fall.
The cattle industry's calling Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.